She used to work for President Trump. Now she's ready to challenge him. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Nikki Haley, ready to run for president. And the former ambassador to the UN will enter the Republican race 2 weeks from today in South Carolina, where Haley used to be governor.
At that time, she would join only former President Donald Trump as an announced candidate. Haley even called the former president to say she was considering a 2024 bid. As far as her party is concerned, Haley says it needs a new direction, and she feels she can be that leader.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, now to Memphis.
Justice for Tyree.
That's Tyree Nichols' stepfather. This morning will be the funeral, weeks after Nichols died following a police beating.
Vice President Kamala Harris is expected to travel to Memphis this morning to attend the funeral at the invite of Nichols' mother and stepfather. We're told the vice president actually spoke with the parents yesterday for more than a half an hour about Nichols' tragic death.
Fox's Charles Watson outside the church in Memphis. Five ex-police officers have been charged with murder, two others relieved of their duties. President Biden will meet today with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy discussing raising the debt limit before a possible June default, as Republicans keep demanding what the president opposes, attaching spending cuts. McCarthy says,
why would you put the economics of America in jeopardy? Why would you play political games? I'm not.
House Republicans hold hearings today on two big issues. First, the border, amid a record surge of migrants coming to the U.S. illegally. The other focuses on fraud and waste and federal COVID relief spending.
One of the programs, the Paycheck Protection Program, more than 69,000 questionable Social Security numbers that received some $5.4 billion with a B, and that's just from studying more than 33 million applicants. There were many more.
Fox's David Spunt. An ice storm is glazing areas over from Texas to Tennessee. FlightAware reports more than 1,400 flight cancellations. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
A week-long search for a kidnapping suspect has ended in Grants Pass, Oregon, where Benjamin Foster was found in the crawl space of a home, then shot and killed himself. A week after kidnapping and torturing a woman who's in critical condition, Foster was previously convicted of kidnapping another woman in Nevada using dating apps to find victims. A 13-month-old in Wisconsin has died after the car he was in was stolen.
A medical examiner says Zarian Robinson was in a car seat in the stolen vehicle when it slammed into a minivan. Zarian was awake and crying and still partly strapped to his car seat, which had overturned and was facing down to the floor. But he was pronounced dead at a hospital about 2 hours after the crash. A 31-year-old woman who was driving the stolen car was injured. She's been arrested and charged. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
At the Alec Murdaugh murder trial,
South Carolina investigator Jeff Croft told jurors he heard Alec Murdaugh say, "It was so bad. I did him so bad," after seeing the bodies of his wife Maggie and son Paul. Jurors heard the tape of that interview, and Murdaugh's attorney slowed down the audio and insisted Murdaugh said, "they, not I." But Jim Griffin asked Croft if he thought he heard a confession.
My question is, why didn't you ask for clarification? Like, what are you talking about? You did him so bad.
Asking for clarification of "I did him so bad" would ultimately be a challenge of what he said.
The prosecution then confirmed that Croft and the other investigator were trying to put Murdaugh at ease so he would talk, that this wasn't an aggressive interview just a few days after the murders. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Federal Reserve may take action again today, trying to lower inflation even more.
The central bank concludes their two-day policy meeting, and it's broadly expected that the Fed will raise their benchmark federal funds rate by a quarter percentage point to a range of between 4.5% and 4.75%.
Well, that's Fox's Hillary Barsky on Wall Street. Stock futures are falling the day after big gains. The Dow went up over 300 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.